I have Brian Freeman on the phone calling in. Must be the most supportive guest of all KTWH history. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing absolutely great. It's always great when I have a chance to talk to you.
And we actually got to see each other in person.
We did. That was wonderful.
Yeah. That was awesome. I have in my hot little hands right here the book that you signed for me, The Zero Night, Jonathan Stride novel, and I've been reading it pretty intensely. Pretty awesome.
Well, thank you. You know, it is the 11th book in the Duluth-based Stride series, and you know what I love to hear is from so many readers after all these years saying, oh, you know, this one is the best one. That makes me feel so good.
Right? Know what I like about this one? And just for listeners who have never picked up a Jonathan Stride, you can pick up anywhere. You do not need to start from the beginning. But what, as I have read multiple ones, kind of in order, not really, Maggie has really come into her own, hasn't she?
Yeah, you know, all the characters have really evolved. And as you'd expect, I mean, that's what you need out of a good series. The characters should grow and change. And gosh, it's been 18 years since the first Stride novel, Immoral, came out. So a lot of water has gone under the bridge for the characters since then.
Yes.
I listened to the audio edition of Immoral myself a few weeks ago, and I was really interested to hear how Stride has changed as a character in all that time because of everything that's happened to him along the way. But it's just as you say, I write the books so that you can dive in anywhere, because I really feel that with a good series, you ought to be able to get a full, rich understanding of the characters with each book. And then if you want to go back and see all the stories that led up to that point, well, that's great, but you can dive in with any of the novels.
Right, and that's the cool thing about the connection here is that Jonathan Stride is based out of Duluth. And I guess we should let listeners know who aren't familiar, I can't imagine why, that these are like thriller mysteries. Is that what you would kind of call them?
Yeah. You know, they're sort of intricate emotional police procedural. So there's always a twisty mystery at the heart of the plot. But at the same time, I want you so engaged in the stories of the characters that you really get emotionally connected to them as well.
Yep, definitely. And so Jonathan Stride is the detective. And I said most of them are in Duluth. He's Duluth-based. A couple series went out to different locations. But what inspired you to have these really be around Duluth, that this be about the North Shore?
Yeah, well, you know, it actually goes back a long, long, long way. So all the way back when Marcia and I were in college, we took a driving trip up the North Shore, and that was my first exposure to Duluth. We went through Duluth on our way north, and I can remember thinking even back then, ooh, this would be, you know, a great place to set suspense stories. And I love using the outdoors as part of the books. You see, I don't like to keep my characters trapped inside. And Duluth is just kind of the right size for my books. It's big mm-hmm. enough that you can imagine some dark things happening there, and yet small enough that you always kind of feel like you're bumping into your past around every corner. And that's sort of a theme that comes up again and again in the Stride novels.
That's a really, really great way to put that. I love that. And, you know, I love how you opened The Zero Night up, that when I started reading it, it was like mid-November when it was cold and it wasn't quite snowing yet, but it was yucky rain, and you captured that feeling being down by Canal Park perfectly.
Yucky rain, yes, that describes it very well.
Yep, so let listeners know just a little highlight of what they can expect from the story and what it's all about.
Yeah, you know, this is one of what I love to do with a mystery. I want to have what I call that delicious confusion for the reader. lots of different threads going on, and you're sitting there thinking, how does this all fit together? And then when it does fit together, there should be sort of this elegant simplicity about the resolution that you say, you bang yourself in the head and say, I should have seen that coming. It was right in front of me all along.
Right.
And so in this case, Stride is dealing with a kidnapping. A lawyer calls in out of the pouring rain down in Canal Park to say that his his wife has been kidnapped, and he dealt with the kidnappers and paid them a ransom, and now they seem to have double-crossed, and he doesn't have his wife back. The money is gone. And Stride has to figure out what's really going on here, and the motivations seem very suspect, and the nature of that relationship, that marriage, seems to raise a lot of questions as well. And ultimately, when all the things come together, Stride feels like this might be the most insidious murder conspiracy that he's ever dealt with in his career, and I'm inclined to agree with him. This one is a particularly nasty scheme, but also very, very clever.
And I haven't finished it. I purposely didn't, because I didn't want to be a spoiler.
No spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. So, yep. So just to keep it super simple, But the thing with your books, Brian, they are so hard to put down. It's like you need to set aside 3 to 4 hours and just read and get lost in the moment.
I always want people to kind of feel like they pick up the book at 8 p.m. at night with, a bag of Doritos and just a few minutes to get in a chapter or two. And the next thing they know, it's 3 a.m. and the Doritos are long gone, and you're like, what the heck happened here?
That's why I start at like 11 a.m. on a Sunday, and that's my day.
I love the reader who told me one time that she'd been reduced to taking illicit bathroom breaks at work.
I do believe when I was reading Immoral, the very first one that got me super hooked, I had it on my front seat, and at red lights, that's how bad it was. At a red light, I'm like, how much can I get into this? Oh, shoot. So, that's why I set aside a whole Sunday now, so I can dedicate safely to that. So besides The Zero Night, well, it's in bookstores everywhere, and it's everywhere, hard copy. Are there audios available yet?
All of my books are available in audio as well, and you can also get it in ebooks. So anywhere that you look for books, you should be able to find The Zero Night. And if you want more information about the book and all my other books, you can go to my website. It's bfreemanbooks.com. That's all one word, bfreemanbooks.com.
Excellent. This is KTWH, and we are talking with Brian Freeman, the author of the Jonathan Stride novel series, and The Zero Night just came out, and I'm sure you have more than one other thing going on right now.
it's been a pretty busy year. Yeah, The Zero Night was actually the fourth book launch this year. I released The Ursulina, which is the follow-up to my Minnesota Book Award winner, The Deep, Deep Snow. That came out in the winter. And then over the summer, I've taken over Robert Ludlum's Jason Bourne series, and my third Bourne novel, The Bourne Sacrifice, came out in July. And then only about, I think it was like 2 weeks later, I released what reviewers were calling sort of a Michael Crichton-esque standalone called I Remember You, so that came out in September. So yeah, it's been a busy year. I confess, I've only written one book this year. My next book novel. I feel like I'm slacking off a little bit here. So.
Oh my God. Only one. There you go. I have a monthly deadline of 700 words, and sometimes that's hard for me to fit that in. So. That's so awesome. So what can we be looking forward to from Brian Freeman?
Yeah, it's going to be another busy stretch coming up next year. I don't think I'm going to be able to get away with only writing one book next year. they're going to be keeping the nose to the grindstone. So I've got more Bourne commitments. I've got a couple standalone projects, and hopefully another Stride book in there. So the next couple of years, it's going to be fun. A lot of new stories, a lot of new characters.
That is so wonderful. Yay. Anything else listeners need to know about The Zero Night? Because there is that second kind of underlining theme that's going on here. It's not about Jonathan Stride's case. It's also going on with his wife, Serena.
Yeah, well, and that's what I always try to do when I'm looking at my Stride series, is I don't actually think about the plot first. I think about the characters first and what's going on. in their lives. And then I develop a plot and a mystery that sort of pulls those things out of the characters and force them to confront what's going on in their lives. And in the case of Serena, Serena is the product of an abusive childhood. She hasn't talked to her mother in years and years. And she's also, you know, an alcoholic, and she's been sober for many, many years. And I just knew as I was thinking about where Serena was in her life that whenever her mother passed away, that was going to dredge up a lot mm-hmm. of emotions and issues she hadn't dealt with. And so that's what I put kind of at the core of the Zero Night. In fact, that's what drives the title, because mm-hmm. for many, many years, Serena has sort of automatically kind of plugged an additional number into the night for every night she's been sober. And the real question then of this book is you know, can she keep that count going, or does the sort of the avalanche of emotions mm-hmm. Put her facing the Zero Night?
Yeah, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much, Brian. And now I can spend my Sunday finishing this book.
Yeah. Well, shoot me an email when you get to that last book.
Okay. I will. Brian Freeman with The Zero Night. And you can find all of his books at his website and at any bookstore, right?
That's right.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. And hey, happy holidays, Brian, to you.
Thank you. Thank you and all your listeners.
All righty. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Brian Freeman. Oh, I just love when he calls in. It's just so inspiring. His stories are one of a kind. As I said, that they can be gruesome, but he does it in such a way that it's a really, really good read. It's more psychological than like, in your face, if that makes sense. Good stuff. The Zero Night by Brian Freeman. And thanks so much that he just so graciously calls in and shares his time with us.